Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
So last week, Logan Paulson joined me. He's always so good. Logan really knows the game, and he's out there for everything. And I played some of that for you on Friday. There was another 10 minutes or so that I thought was worthwhile playing, where he gets into, you know, some of the current players that are not new that he thinks could break out potentially this year. And then he gets into the importance of defensive improvement. So here's the rest of my conversation last week with Logan Paulson. We continue with Logan Paulson, and I asked you about some of the new players, new faces that you're excited about. What about the returning players, specifically the players who didn't contribute in a meaningful way? Do you have a candidate for, let's call it, a breakout season in 2025?
Yeah, so that's a good question. Obviously, I talked about Luke McCaffrey right already in terms of his improvement. We'll see in terms of how the depth chart shakes out, like where he actually lands. Two guys that caught my eye in an impressive way. One was Jordan McGee. Again, like I was in love with him. I was infatuated with him at the beginning right of last year during training camp. I just thought he moved so well. He was physical. And then for him to get hurt like on the first play of the first preseason game was so disappointing, because then he'd kind of was negotiating that injury for the rest of the year, or derivatives of that injury, you know, the knee, then the hamstring, then the ankle, and he was never quite himself. But I am excited to see what he looks like. Another guy that, again, every time I look at him playing linebacker is Dominique Hampton, and he just looks like a pterodactyl out there. And when you've got long arms like that, the range that he's got, the coverage instincts he's got, he just covers a lot of ground and takes up a lot of space, especially in the passing game. And I think about the way the linebacker position is going and the archetypes of the position, like Fred Warner is a good example of that. Right. Like these guys that are converted safeties that can play in the box, that have range, good coverage instincts. Like, I'm not saying he's going to be, you know, this dynamic guy right out the gate, but the frame, the profile, the movement skills of both of those guys are stuff that just it's hard to ignore when you're watching practice. And I understand they're running with the twos and sometimes they're running with the threes, but those are guys that I really am excited about. And I think, you know, given the fact that they're being mentored by a guy who's going to be in the Hall of Fame and Bobby Wagner, like hopefully some of that gold jacket rubs off on them and they figure some stuff out and become really solid pros moving forward.
By the way, speaking of sort of the blending of those positions, safety and linebacker, which of the two is Kane Medrano, the rookie from UCLA?
Oh, my. Yeah, man, he's a fun guy to watch move around on the field. Like, he does, I think he definitely has more of kind of that big nickel to his game than, like, true in-the-box linebacker. But I think that was one of the enigmas about watching him at UCLA is, like, I think his true home is kind of that star big nickel spot, you know, where you're kind of matching up and covering a lot of ground in space. But he did play in the box, and he did even some work on the edge, like setting an edge as a stand-up outside linebacker. So he definitely, to me, the movement skills seem to fit in the safety box more. But, man, he's a fun guy to watch. Like, his ball awareness is very high. His coverage instincts, his movement skills are great. Like, there's a play that I was just thinking about while you were asking about it, where he's on the field with Dominique Hampton, and they're just able to cover so much ground because of their movement skills and because of their athleticism. Now, they're not in pads. They haven't had to tackle anybody yet, and that's a big part of the position. But those two guys, I think, will be really interesting, and I don't want to be adding this fodder to off-season hype for people, but I get excited about big athletes that move well because of the potential that they bring to the spot. And so we'll see how that training camp looks for both those guys, but I'm definitely going to keep an eye on them in training camp, and hopefully they can carve out a role, because that would be really exciting to get athletes like that on the field.
So last year they actually contended for a Super Bowl. They were 60 minutes away from it without a great defense. My contention is, if they're not improved significantly on defense, it's going to be hard to get back to where they were last year. So I would ask you, do you have expectations that this defense will be improved? And if so, why?
Yeah, I think that's a really good question, actually. And I do think they are going to be significantly better. And it's mostly because of the stuff we talked about earlier with Daron Payne, Kinlaw, Jazon Newton, Goldman, Dietrich Wise, Cleveland Farrell being back. I think what they did is they went out and they found people to make this team better on first down. I think when you look at last year, the big struggle, in my opinion, was for what was how this team handled first down runs specifically. And they're getting into, you know, second and sixes, second and fives, because the running efficiency for the opposition team was so high. So you've gotten out, you've gotten better on first down, and you didn't just get better. I think you found guys that are like specialty pitchers in baseball a little bit. Like Goldman is a true shade nose player, and there aren't a lot of those guys in the NFL. And you get a guy that has that kind of athletic profile. Now, he's not going to, you know, play 60 snaps for you, but if he can come out on 20 and do his thing, which is split double teams, keep linebackers clean, make you a little bit more efficient in terms of stopping the run on first down, add in Dietrich Wise, his size, his ability to rush the passer inside, outside, I think is going to be really a nice kind of, again, add-on feature there. And then if you get Kinlaw going in the right direction, man, like he is an explosive dude who can be really be disruptive. I think, again, those additions in the front, I think, make Bobby Wagner better. I think they make it easier for him to do what he does well, which is mirror the running back, fit gaps, make tackles, right? And then if you're better on first down, now we can get into some of the exotic stuff that Joe Witt Jr. wanted to do. And if you go back and watch that first Tampa Bay game, man, like they had some really fun pressure packages lined up. They had some really cool kind of zone, fire zone pressures, man pressures, cross dogs, different things to create pressure. And so I'm very confident that if you can get into more second and long, third and long situations, Joe Witt Jr. can get into his bag more. So I just look at the additions that they've made on that defensive line, and everyone's got to stay healthy, obviously. But I think that puts them in a better position to be who they want to be on second and third and long. They've added some good coverage pieces to the back end. We already talked about Trey Amos. Love Mikey Sanders still in the slot. Marshawn Lattimore, again, we got to see where he's at, but he looked good in minicamp. So, and I love Percy Butler, and I love Will Harris, and I love Quan Martin in the back end, kind of in a rotation there. So I do think they're going to be better because of the personnel additions they've made to be better on first down. And I think to your other question, for them to go where they want to go, you need to see that level of improvement. So maybe I'm kind of anticipating something positive because I want them to get back to, you know, to the Super Bowl and the playoffs, obviously. But I think the personnel moves are very, very smart along that defensive line because there's a clear vision of how this team gets better very quickly from them.
Great answer. I hope you're right. You know, you touched on a player, and I'll just finish up with this. Are you confident that Marshawn Lattimore can be Marshawn Lattimore of Pro Bowl years in New Orleans or not?
So I don't think he's ever going to get back to that level of player. You know, time waits for no man. But what I am confident in is that Joe Witt Jr. is going to be able to maximize what he does, right, and not put him in these kind of these binds the way he had to be in at some points last year in terms of learning a new system, coming off a short week, in terms of getting healthy. Remember, the hamstring thing was always kind of omnipresent throughout the year. So I think I have faith in Joe Witt Jr. I have faith in that defensive staff to find the best version of Marshawn Lattimore. And even though that might not be the guy that was dominating the league a couple of years ago, I think he's still a pretty damn good football player. So that's where my optimism comes, is in the staff. Like a good coaching staff, man, can make it always elevates players. And I think that's what we're going to see here.
That's an interesting answer, because they didn't make that trade to have a player that got coached up to a level that was really good. They made that trade in hopes that they were snagging a Pro Bowl corner.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Well, what I would say to that is, like, this is just my personal opinion, and maybe that's why this sounds weird, is because I think a Pro Bowl corner is so it's such a fugazi. It's like not a real thing. Like, right. Obviously, there's Pat Surtain. But if you look at Sauce Gardner as an example, like, he had a down year last year. And he might have gone to the Pro Bowl, but, like, when I watched his film, like, I don't know if he deserved that. So what I am saying is I think you've got a good player, an instinctive football player, a tough football player, a guy with good ball skills, right, and is competitive at the catch point. He's going to not shy away from any matchups. And now you've got a staff that can help elevate him and put him in a position where he's better than Sauce Gardner was last year, right? We saw what bad coaching and kind of a tumultuous situation did for Sauce Gardner, who's one of the better quarterbacks in the NFL, what that did for his career last year. So that's what I'm saying. I think you've got a guy who, again, great ball skills, competitive tackler, competitive in terms of matchups, like he's not shying away from anything, he's instinctive, and now you put him in a system where maybe he does get back to that Pro Bowl level. So that's why I say, like, the Pro Bowl corner thing is where I kind of back off, because I don't think that's a real thing. I think the player by themselves aren't, it has to be elevated by scheme, basically, and I think the scheme here is good enough to get that done.
Logan Paulson is not fugazi. He is the real deal. He is totally genuine and one of my favorite people to have on this podcast. Thank you for doing this. @Logan_Paulson82 on Instagram. Take Command Podcast with Craig Hoffman and all that he does for the Commanders website and YouTube channel. Thanks. We'll talk again, I'm sure, before the season starts.
Awesome. Thanks, Kevin. Appreciate having me on, buddy.
I love Logan, and he gave you a couple names. I'm going to come back to that last part about Lattimore here in a moment. But I do think it's interesting that, like, he, you know, mentioned, you know, some guys like Dominic Hampton. You know, we've heard a lot about, like, Javonte John-Baptiste. Last year, you started to hear that, you know, he was impressive. I think that is often, you know, especially when you have a good team coming back, that more often than not, the players that were drafted the year before are the ones to really spend the most time sort of viewing in terms of contribution. Rookies rarely make massive contributions. You know, a lot of times first rounders, second rounders don't even do it. Last year, you know, they obviously had some really good rookie contributions. All time from the quarterback, really good contribution from Mikey Sanristil as well. I think, you know, the Luke McCaffreys, the John Baptistes, the Hamptons, you know, somebody, the Johnny Newton for sure, the Ben Sinnott for sure, that somebody's going to step up and end up being a guy that we're talking about all season long as being a guy that is a major contributor to whatever they're doing, you know, which would, you know, at this point seem to be, you know, a good season in the making. As long as the quarterback stays healthy. But I thought that answer about Marshawn Lattimore from Logan Paulson was an interesting one. I'm not even sure he recognized it when he said it, but I'm going to play that for you when we come back, and we're going to talk about that for just a bit. His thought on what Marshawn Lattimore can be moving forward. I don't think it's exactly what they wanted when they traded for him. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980, the team980.com. Don't forget, you can watch the show on our YouTube channel, the 980 YouTube channel. When you get there, hit the subscribe button and hit the like button, please.
All right, last night, the Oklahoma City Thunder defeated the Indiana Pacers in Game 7, 103-91. Tyrese Haliburton goes down with what appeared to be an Achilles injury midway through the first quarter. The Pacers kept their foot on the gas all the way to halftime, and then the Thunder came out swinging with 18 points off turnovers and outscoring the Pacers 34-20. That was all she wrote. The Oklahoma City Thunder are your NBA champions, and surprise, surprise, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander wins Finals MVP. The Thunder are the second youngest NBA champion in the last 70 years, and they become the fourth team in NBA history to record 84 wins in a season. Over the weekend, LSU wins the College World Series over Coastal Carolina with a two-game sweep, LSU's second title in just 3 years. Kevin Durant was traded to the Houston Rockets in exchange for Jalen Green, Dylan Brooks, the number 10th overall pick, and 5 second-round picks. The Nats, they fall to the Dodgers yesterday by a score of 13-7. The game got so out of hand that Kike Hernandez came out to pitch for the Dodgers in the ninth. Nathaniel Lowe with the lone home run for the Nats. They continue their West Coast road trip tonight and will take on the Padres. First pitch is at 9:40, and Nats on deck with Charlie and Dave at 9:10. This update is sponsored by the Team 980 YouTube page. Just open the app, Type in the team 980s. Hit subscribe. Kevin Sheehan is live from 10 to 1 and Craig Hoffman from 4 to 7. Don't forget to like the stream and turn on notifications to stay up to date on all things DC sports. And that is what's trending.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.